Lisa, the pick of Edgemore comes as a bit of a surprise. Kansas City-based Burns & McDonnell had brought up the original proposal. So how did we get to this point?
Right. It feels like we've been talking about it for a long time, but we just started this process about 3.5 months ago when Burns & McDonnell just stepped up to the city and said, we'd like to finance, design, and build this new airport, which the city announced to great fanfare. And then AECOM, which is an LA-based company, said, well, we want in. We want to compete for this as well. Eventually, the city opened it up to a competitive process. But really, then the drama has continued between Burns and Mac launching a big marketing campaign as the hometown team, other firms alleging the city's moving the goalposts to sway things in Burns and McDonald's favor, and a couple ethics complaints as recently as this week.
Wow. So after all that, we finally got to a decision. Tell me about the proposal that was selected.
It's worth noting that Edgemore's team was the only competitor out of the four that didn't publicly release any information about their proposal until yesterday. And city manager Troy Schulte says that staying out of the spotlight may have helped them win the bid.
They let the process work the process. So they didn't try to articulate their benefits or articulate any of the opponents' perceived weaknesses in the court of public opinion. They just said, here's our proposal. We're ready to work with you. Let us know how we can help. And that resonated me as we went through this process.
So, Lisa, what exactly was that proposal?
Edgemore didn't include any images or renderings of a possible airport. Instead, the Maryland-based developer focused on their qualifications to pull off this project, which is expected to be about $1 billion, and the financing part of it. The design part, they say, will come later. It'll be based on the same design that airlines and the city have agreed to before, which essentially looks like a capital H with the terminal and the concourse linked by a connector bridge. But Edgemore says they'll work with the community and the city to come up with the best actual design.
And so how did the selection committee make their decision?
What it came down to in the end was financing, flexibility, and cooperation. Edgemore, whose team just closed on a $4 billion redevelopment of New York's LaGuardia Airport last year, proposed several different financing options, including one that was a 100% debt financing option. That's not as cheap as issuing public airport bonds for the project, but it could be cheaper than a solely private option.
No matter what option they go with, taxpayers aren't on the hook, right?
Right. Whatever financing approach they take, they will not be issuing public bonds. There will not be any additional cost to taxpayers. It will all be paid for by airport revenue.
So what happens now? What's the next step?
So now the full city council has to approve that recommendation. That process could start as early as this afternoon when they meet for their legislative session, but council members don't want to rush this decision. So I would doubt that we get to a vote today, but we'll see.
So the saga continues. So it sounds like we haven't seen the end of the drama.
I'm not sure if we've seen the end of the drama. There have been some vague threats of legal action on the part of some of the proposers. And yesterday, when asked, city manager Troy Schulte said, with a project of this magnitude, there's bound to be some litigation, and he's prepared for that.
Well, thanks for your work on this, Lisa.
Thanks.